my next guest. He's not here on a regular basis. Maybe he should be with what he's brought in. But Joel Beerling, appreciate you on behalf of Beer Distillery getting ready to make us up a cocktail. But I don't think you're using straws, good man.
Not yet, but I've got to get them out. So that's one of the main reasons I'm here, is to show off these new straws that we're using.
But they're not the real, they're not the plastic straw. That's what I should have
said. They are not the plastic ones, right. These are made out of wheat stalks. So yeah, if you want to take a look at them, they're basically, they're literally the wheat plant. I can't quite play the drums with them, but
thank you, can hear them. Oh, there we are. Let's, as you prepare, let's set up our conversation. There has been news of those in our world, like Starbucks, dropping the use of straws. So has Beer Distillery gotten on the bandwagon?
So we moved into our current location about 2 years ago, and at the time, we were kind of composting our leftover lemons and oranges and so forth. And along with all this compost, we ended up with all these kind of plastic straws mixed up in these with everything we were trying to get rid of, or in our compost heap. And that was kind of a pain, because we had all these straws, had to go through it by hand and pick them all out. And that was something we kind of wanted to avoid. And so that's when we first started thinking about maybe there's a way of either getting rid of straws or switching to a different type of straw. The easiest solution, of course, is to simply stop using straws. But a lot of people like their straws. And perhaps more importantly, there are disabled people that actually cannot drink normally from a glass. So they really require a use of some sort of straw in order for them to enjoy their beverage. So that's when we first kind of started looking around, and we came across these hay straws.
Wow.
About a month or two ago, and decided that they really worked great, and we would start using them.
Awesome. Let's half a step back. Before we have you make your cocktail, I'm going to try to go live on Facebook as well. Beer Distillery, what are you all about?
So we make mostly spirits, of course, distilled spirits, but we also make beer and wine at the distillery. Basically, whiskey is distilled beer and brandy is distilled wine, so we make lots of beer, lots of wine, and most of that ends up being whiskey and brandy, but we save some of the wine and beer for people to drink as well.
Awesome. You're located?
We're located in Comstock Park on West River Drive, about 1 mile away from Fifth Third Ballpark. So if you can make it up to the ballpark, you can make it up to us.
And you're unique because?
We make probably the greatest variety, I think, of spirits, beer, and wine in the area. Everything is made from scratch on site. And so basically it's as pretty much handcrafted as you can possibly get.
Great. So we're here to make something that might need the use of your straw?
Right.
Hay straw, right?
Yeah, hay straw. So I'm going to make our strawberry gin lemonade. It's one of the things that's on our special menu right now. I also have some bottles of a brand new product that we'll be releasing next week, Wednesday. It's our Niagara Apple Brandy. It's made from, obviously, Niagara grapes.
What are you pouring?
This is basically the mixer that goes into the strawberry gin lemonade. So this is our strawberry syrup that we make by hand. And then pouring in some gin as well, because that's obviously an important component for the strawberry gin lemonade.
Man, I tell all my secrets after that drink. Go ahead.
And then I need to shake it up a little bit here, so I'm going to make some noise. Hopefully not splash too much.
Now,
but
the next guest is going to have an exciting microphone.
There you go.
I got you on Facebook Live, too. So it will. And this is such that, I mean, you're an owner, Joel, but you also make a lot of the drinks at your place, don't you?
Oh, yeah. So all these drinks are basically handcrafted, really, by myself and my wife. And we basically have to do a lot of experimenting and taste testing and quality control, so that's really kind of maybe a fun part of the job. But yeah, so this is one of the drinks that we'll be using the hay straws with, and so they're really I think add something special to our cocktails, because we are a grain to glass distillery, and so this really is kind of using more of the actual plant for our cocktails.
What'd you call it? Grain to
glass.
Okay. Yeah. There's mine, because I always ask for a to-go cup, because I wouldn't know what button to push after this drink. But So there's your straw, right?
Yep.
And they're called hay straws?
Yep. So their website is haystraws.com. You can order directly from them as well. We should have these straws available for sale at the distillery very shortly as well. So we'll be selling them in 100 packs, so you can easily pick some up for use at home if you'd like.
So you're not only using them in your with your service, but you're asking us to take that part of your work home.
Yep, certainly it's much more environmentally friendly than plastic straws. Basically, by some estimates, 500 million plastic straws are used per day in the United States. So I mean, that's a crazy amount of straws. That's about more than one per person per day. And given that everyone probably doesn't use this plastic straw every day, that means there are some people that use a lot of straws all day long. So this is really kind of a way of keeping plastics out of our landfills and out of the ocean. It's really kind of fun, too. Like I said, it's kind of another way of kind of using the whole plant rather than just the wheat berries. We use the whole plant.
My friend Lisa on Facebook Live says, I'm thirsty over here, so where should she head to get one of these drinky poos?
Yeah, so we can head right up to the distillery. Again, we're in West River Drive in Comstock Park. We open at 4 o'clock during the week. We open up at noon and on Saturday and Sunday, and we're open till midnight on Friday and Saturday. So,
my friend Nancy, she says, save it for me. I'll be right over. Well, come on over, Nancy. I'm here. I'm here to about 11:30. I'm halfway serious. Tell me more about your brandy. Are you actually making this?
Yep. So basically, we made this Niagara wine in the summer of 2016, and it was distilled in December of 2016, the wine was, and it's been sitting in a barrel ever since. Basically used a white American oak barrel, and it's been sitting in those barrels since then, and we just emptied the barrels and bottled it up, and like I said, it's going to be available to the public on next week, Wednesday. So the Niagara grapes, are one of two native grapes to Michigan. Niagara grapes and Concord are the two. So if you go to the store, typically the white grapes are going to be Niagara grapes and the red grapes are going to be Concord. So these are grapes are often used for jams and juices and so on. But we made wine from it and also this brandy, obviously.
I sense a power happy hour at your place. What does the drink that I order, what am I asking for?
This is our strawberry gin lemonade.
Oh my gosh, that is pure summertime.
That's right.
That's a
very
pure
refreshing
drink. All right. Well, always fun to have you in the house, Joel Beerling, on behalf of Beer Distillery. But bottom line, not only do we talk about making a great drink, but the importance of keeping our environment healthy with your hay straws.
That's right.
Great. Details one more time on how to find out more information about you.
We're on Facebook, Beer Distillery, Instagram, Beer Distillery, Twitter, Beer Distillery, beerdistillery.com.
You drink all day long?
Very small amounts, but it's kind of part of the job.
Thanks, Joel.